cloudy in Nashville. We do expect to see plenty of sun today with a high in the mid-80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. TV ads opposing state legislation aimed at CVS are like nothing in recent memory. Chris Walker of the Poplar Group has had a long career in Tennessee politics and was part of this week's news roundabout on This Is Nashville.
I was surprised, watching just sports on a weekend, seeing an ad for a legislative initiative. It might be the first time I can recall
a specific bill being
advertised at that level on broadcast TV. Was pretty stunning to me. And I've done this for a while, and this is the first time I've really seen it to that degree.
The legislation would ban any pharmacy business from also owning an insurance company and a middleman that sets drug prices, known as a pharmacy benefits manager, or PBM. CVS has said if the so-called FairRx bill passes, the company would close every location it has in Tennessee. CVS has spent at least $1 million on ads opposing the bill. The Tennessee Lookout reports a dark money group has also launched an ad blitz praising the few lawmakers who've opposed PBM regulations. They include Senate Majority Leader Jack Johnson of Franklin. The FairRx bill has the support of the speakers in both the House and Senate, but is still awaiting final votes. The largest parking operator in Nashville is unveiling a new discount parking program. Metropolis, which runs roughly 200 garages and lots across the city, is now offering two $15 passes to all Tennessee drivers with Tennessee license plates. The program was announced after an investigation by the Attorney General's office revealed that the parking giant had been overcharging customers and misleading them about rates. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.